Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Track Mommy with the debut of Chocolate City. I'm just sitting here waiting for my callers to call in so we can get it popping. Hello, is anyone out there? Hello, you're on the air with Track Mommy.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. This is Sal, you know.
Hey, what's up?
I'm good. I'm chilling. I mean, I was trying to get your thing on the internet. I couldn't get on.
Oh, you have to call in. It's okay.
Oh, all right. Well, that's even better. I mean, I'd rather talk to you.
You're the first caller, which is good.
Oh, see? I told you I'm going to hit you. I want to talk to you, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get shy when the subject comes up.
When the what?
When my subject, the topic. You got to participate in the topic.
Don't worry. I'm not shy.
Okay, that's good.
I ain't scared. Not at all. Definitely not scared of that. But, you know what I mean, tell me about yourself. You know what I mean? Other than the fact that you fucking gorgeous.
Oh, that is like so much to say.
Is it?
A model, adult entertainment. Let's see what else. Work. Got my DVD out.
Got DVD out?
Yeah, it's called Chocolate City. It's the name of my show. That's where my groups came from.
Work?
Yes. Chocolate City is a serious ass movement.
I guess I'm gonna have to get this DVD then, huh?
Yes. If you've been on my site, it's like the first thing that you see when you get in.
But I can't, like I told you, I couldn't get in. I've been trying to get in. I couldn't get in. I think you deleted.
No, actually, I didn't. I have to send you the link again, and then you should be able to get in.
Oh,
we have another caller on the air. Who is this? Caller.
Well, your site popping.
You can hear me?
Yeah, is this Craig? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this Craig or Ra? Besides Phil.
Hold up. My name is Troy. You can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, what's going on? I didn't even know you could hear me. I thought I had to press one.
No, I can hear you. I'm on the phone with Cell, and we're getting familiar with each other, and I'm telling him about the Chocolate City movement.
Oh, I know all about that. I'm on the site.
Oh, I don't know about it. You're missing out, dogs.
You're missing a lot.
I know I'm missing a lot. I look at her, it looks like I'm missing a lot from that.
Hey, you on the BBM, too? You got to get on the BBM.
I got the BBM, bro. That's how I'm...
You're in part one, two, three, or four?
Hey, man,
He hasn't gotten a group chat. He hasn't gotten a group chat.
Yo, those groups are limited. How many members can you have in a group? It's like 30, 31?
Yeah, it's 30.
Damn, you got like 32 in one group.
I know. I don't know how I pulled it off, but hey.
I don't know how you pulled it off either.
It definitely popping.
I refuse to start part six, though. I got to maintain the other ones first and get more people to interact because I just got more people on the BBM today. So, therefore, I'm going to revamp my group.
I hear that. Well, yo, I tell you what, though. I got my damn BlackBerry froze on me. I can't even get back into BBM.
Really?
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
It froze? It just froze?
Yeah, like it just stopped, man. Like, yo, I mean, the application is still on the phone. I did all that, though. I took the battery out. I called the IT department. They did mad shit with the phone. It's still not working.
Damn.
I just got to get a new phone, man.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna lose my PIN. I have like 850 contacts. But you know, Chakamama, you're my favorite.
Save them to your memory card and upload them to your Gmail account.
They save. I can't even view them, so I don't even know how it looks right now. Like, I'm still getting hit up from people every day. I can't accept it. I can't deny it, so I don't know. This guy get a new phone.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. But you still have a spot reserved. You have a spot reserved for the group.
Which group? You got like four groups.
Yeah, so anyone you want to be in, you can.
I never got into part one. I'm mad because I heard part one was where everything started popping at.
Yeah, but then when I lost my pins, it kind of got recarded, you know? So it's like, you know, for everybody out there listening, why don't you tell them about Chocolate City? Why don't you tell them about what you perceive Chocolate City to be?
Yo, Chocolate City is the number one adult entertainment on BBM, period.
Damn.
You like eye candy? If you like to have, you know what I'm saying, see a little something on your phone every now and then when you're having a bad day, Chocmama is where that's who you need to holler at. You got that pen? Save that ASAP.
Don't let
that go.
I see her.
Yo, Mama, you got something going
on?
What's the private party thing about?
Oh man, yo, that's gonna be bananas. I'm looking for 2 to 3 bad chicks, right? And we're gonna go on tour, and it's called He Likes the Way I Ride.
Hey,
I've seen that. I'm trying to be down with that.
Let me know when you come to NY. I got niggas over here in NY want to go, but I'm like, yo, it's only like invite only. They tight, but that's what happens when you ain't got BBM. They like iPhones, stay over there.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We get it popping on BBM, but not seriously, with the Like the Way I Ride tour, because that's my shit right now. That song is really popping. What I'm going to do is, like I said, 2 to 3 bad chicks. It's a $20 admission fee, $50 VIP, and it's a $100 minimum to play. And I'm going to have whatever drinks that you want and a few of my own drinks. So I'm going to be getting it popping. And we're going to go on tour. We're going to be in North Carolina. We're going to be in Georgia. We're going to be in Florida. Then we're going to pop it off at NY. Because I
That's
see right now, NY is...
So you tell me, like,
NY
we laugh.
Y'all yeah, trippy smell,
yeah,
spicy.
Don't worry. They always save the best for last. I don't mind NY being last.
I know, right? Damn.
By that time, they're going to get everything working right.
Let me get a trippy special.
It's so much going on in NY.
Somebody ordering food.
Let me get it. No, that's it.
On the radio. Y'all should have handled that before getting on.
I'm sorry, but I heard the guy saying, "What else do you want?" I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Somebody order food. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. But it's really, I don't know, for NY, for some reason, I have a big following in NY, and I don't want to shortchange them because
you know
I have
what?
Five girls.
I heard you mention something on BBM about NY, and I don't like, I don't think that's accurate.
You don't think what is accurate?
Your statement about NY that you made on BBM, I think that's accurate.
That's
I
awesome.
Think maybe you got exposed to some bad people when you was here or something, but NY is cracked, yo. That's where it's at.
Oh,
everybody want to come to New York.
Well,
yeah.
I did come to New York, and y'all didn't show me shit. Y'all didn't show me that y'all was whack.
What? Because you hanging around a bunch of cornballs. You need to holler at the right people when you come to NY.
Yo, you come. You, look, I'm in Jersey.
Yo, mommy.
You know what I mean?
Hello?
I make that trip.
Look, for those of you that have been on the site, you've seen how I wreck New York. So, I mean, hey, if y'all want to be like busting Swiss and bring it back for New York, by all means, do the damn thing. Hey, you know what I'm
Hello?
Saying? Yes?
Shit.
Mommy.
I need to
yeah.
be on that site.
You know what I'm saying?
Actually,
yo, mommy, somebody yelling you out. I can hear him. I don't know if you can hear
yo,
him.
Yo, yeah, mommy, it's Craig. What's up, man?
Baby?
What you been up to?
Nothing. Talking about New York and, you know, talking about the Chocolate City movement.
I hear you. I hear my boy trying to rep NY. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Hey, Craig, you on BBM too, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, I know you sound familiar. They call me, I on BBM, I'm the shark, though.
Oh, I'm just regular Craig, son.
Yeah,
I'm
I remember.
201. That's me. All
right. That's what's up. Everybody right here right now except mommy is from NY?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm from Jersey.
Oh, my God.
Jersey?
Yeah, 201.
Yeah.
Dude, you from New York, son. You close enough.
I'm close.
Right
but,
there.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but I'm Jersey. You know what I mean? I can't rep New York, dog.
I feel you. What you going to do when the Nets come over?
I don't care about the Nets, man.
I hear that.
Honestly, I'm a Knicks fan. And they ask.
Wow.
Enough voice talk. Y'all need to be talking about who's
going
to handle y'all business and get
your
shit.
Oh, yo, just bring your sister, man. That's all it is.
That's what I'm saying. All you guys do is come and holler
to
the right people. I got one side of BK on lock. All the activities you like to get into, I guess it's popping over here. We just had a show last night. We had 30 plus dances. Free, well, not free, but you had to pay to get into VIP. Once you was in there, if they chose you, you got down with the orgy or whatever. But it was all popping last night.
Look.
Where that?
It's some tough mommy shit.
Crown Heights.
You come to Jersey. Jersey is yours. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you want to do, it's just on you. It's whatever. Don't matter. Whatever.
I try to do something once a month. You know what I'm saying? So.
That would work, because that would fit right in with my schedule. Now,
yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Let me know when you're coming up. I'll try to see if I can schedule one of the shows around you. Unless you just, you know, bring your homegirls and do y'all thing.
Oh, wow. Let me make sure I take my Red Bull so I can have some energy.
I thought Red Bull gave you win. Yo, hold on.
Definitely, mom.
Now I got a question for you guys, because I was talking to one of my homeboys yesterday, and he had, like, a good point, and it made me think, like, when you have a girl, right?
Yeah.
When you give somebody the title of your girl, she's supposed to represent the total package, right?
True.
So practically, yeah, it depends on, you know what I mean?
Nah, if you making somebody your girl, that means she fits the description for being able to handle all your needs, mental, physical, emotional, right? So if she ain't giving up the ass on the regular basis and you got to step out, why the fuck is she your girl?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. But that's why, you know what I mean, at the moment I don't have no girl, because, you know what I mean, my last bitch went the way I laugh. So, I can't be my girl.
Because he was just like, you know, he'll stay, but he'll step out on the side. And I'm like, yo, if that's the person you chose to be your girl, then you can't be doing that. Me, personally, I'm single. I'm single by choice.
Yeah, join the club. Same difference here.
Yes, sir.
So, therefore, until I find one that can meet all the qualifications, I'm a D-A-B-C-D.
Hold on. How many qualifications do you need?
Together.
You sound like you got to give out an application, mommy.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
You do need an application.
You know what I'm saying? You got to go through a 10-year background check, too?
Actually, shit, I need to see the police
record.
She going in.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy,
yo,
though.
I have to. Y'all don't understand. Y'all need to.
Nah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. You already got to know about the past sometimes. Cause I done met some females up here in New York. They come off all, you know, nice and house of ditty, and then you find out that
shady.
They're pretty crazy. Shady and crazy.
Trust me, I
they
want to
stalk a
nigga. Hard way.
What
my
the hell?
Was crazy. He beat me up 4 times, he cut me, and he stabbed me. Had I had read his background
Whoa.
Check, I would have known this motherfucker was beating up bitches since 93. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
I'm
not laughing at you, but wow.
But then
that's
you
want to fucked
say the
up.
Pussy was too good. I can understand that the pussy was good, but damn, nigga, nah. If your pussy is that good, then you need to just jack your dick for the rest of your life.
No pussy that good.
But, you know,
really? I definitely know now that you did not go on the site and saw the back shot clip, because then you would understand what she's talking about.
I didn't see.
You didn't see the Lisa head clip either. So you don't understand what's going on right now.
I ain't seen none of that.
I know.
That nigga up though. She did.
You got some shit to see, my nigga.
Can't even get on the site.
Man, I think it might be your laptop. Try another laptop, sir.
Nah, I got. But
when you punched in the domain, did you punch in chocolate? What is it? Chocolate City Promotions. .NING.
Chuck Mommy Productions. .NING.com, but it's a private.
Yeah,
so
you, don't forget the NING, my nigga, because if you don't put that in, you gonna go someplace else. With some crazy looking dudes on it. You don't want that.
No, I did all that, but the thing is, you know what I'm saying, like, I put in my name, and shit, it was like my email ain't, I can't get in with my email.
Well, you can't remember your password for your email address?
Man, no.
That's what the problem is. You gotta get a new email, son, with a password you can remember.
Nah, I'm telling you, you're missing out, son. Forgot password.
So did anybody look at the clip from the DVD Handling My Business?
The clip? From what?
Handling My Business is on page 1. It's on page 3. Handling My Business. How could y'all miss that one?
Wait, hold on. What? That's the one where there's like clips of what's on the DVD?
Now, that's the trailer. Handling My Business is a full clip from the DVD. And
when did you put this up? Because I was just on there last night.
It's been up. Like,
I ain't seen that.
Inside?
You going to make me look harder. Yo, what up? Oh,
okay,
shit. Here goes
to,
this nigga. I'm at my job. The supervisor coming. I'm going to have to call back. What time this goes off here? What's up, my G?
It goes off at 1:30.
I'm coming right now. I got it. Huh? Yeah, I'm going to hit y'all back in a few.
Damn, hello?
Who do we have on the line now, yes?
No, Sal's still here. Sal ain't going
hey,
nowhere.
I'm up in the ER listening to y'all crazy asses.
Now, Craig, considering that consider that you a hoe, like, you know, when your bitch ain't putting out, like, are you going to stay or are you going to work with it and tell her she needs to give it up more, or are you going to cheat?
I'll make a one statement. Don't I make that one statement? That's about it. It ain't going to be fit again.
So then if she doesn't get it right, but what if she's one of them chicks that's just not into sex like that? You got to bring her out.
I can't do all that work right now. I'm sorry. I can't do all that work.
What you mean you can't do all that work?
Nah, yo, to go and coach somebody to do all that? Come on, man. That's a lot of work. God, it's like you're begging and pleading 24/7. Nah.
You can make her into what you want.
I've done that already, and she went loco.
I understand. You want me. It's cool.
Hey, who don't want you?
You're right. And then you haven't even seen the videos. That's the kicker. Like, how could y'all not see handling my business? To me, that is like one of the best videos on the site, you know, besides the lethal head skills, really. But with handling my business, when I look at that, if I was a dude, I would want to fuck me. That's how good that shit look. And my hands
shit.
But look, I'm past that. You know what I mean? I already want it. I don't even need to see you doing nobody else.
No, I'm not even doing nobody else. You just seeing me in rare form loving myself.
Oh, damn. Yes.
Straight out the shower. So
yeah,
when you
yeah,
see that, you
yeah,
have a vision. When I get on the bed and I straddle, it's like you can either see me riding you or you from the back. Just like.
Oh. Because ass is so fat. I do like your ass. I really like your ass. You know, it's real plump.
And it's soft and jiggly.
Is it?
Yes, like, please don't squeeze the charm and like cotton balls.
No, I got to touch. I need to squeeze. I got to see that.
You need to?
Yeah, I need to.
Why
do
you need to?
Not I want to. I need to. Yeah, I need that. I need that in my life.
Be careful what you ask for.
Oh, I just might get it.
That's if you can handle it.
I definitely want it. You just don't know.
Interesting.
What?
Just what you're saying. Now I have another question, because I know people are listening to us. What kind of man does a female want? Like, what's wifey material?
With wifey material?
Yeah.
I mean, me personally, you know what I mean? I like somebody that's about his business. I don't like somebody that I gotta watch you. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. If you gonna do what you do, do what you do. Just be honest with me. You understand?
Yes.
Honesty is the key. I mean, like, can you hear me?
Yeah, actually, I can.
All right, I'm just making sure you can hear me, cause, I don't know. But honesty is the key in any kind of relationship. You know what I mean?
Okay, I mean, I can respect that, but it got to be some other things. Okay, what about if the chick is ugly, but as long as she's honest, you can fuck with her, you can rock with her?
Nah. You know, I haven't had any women, but I honestly, you know what I mean, I'm really, really not too much into their face unless they're very pretty. If they're very pretty, then I'm into their face. But if they decent, then that's cool. You know what I mean? Because there's not, well, it is a lot of women that's pretty as hell. But a lot of them don't be doubted. You know what I mean? A lot of them want to play the games. They want me to chase them.
You know what I mean? They want me to call them. They want me to, they want to hang up on me, want me to call them back. I'm not with that. I'm not with that.
Oh, okay. So you're not finna chase no chick, not finna chase no ass, nothing. Either she come correct or she can just kick rocks and keep it moving.
Yeah, she can kick rocks. I mean, she, would she like me to play games with her?
I mean, some women might. Some women might, because they might be like, damn, let me see what this dude is willing to do for me to get me. You know, we. I'm not going to say we, because I'm a special breed kind of woman. I ain't going to say we. But there are some people out there that just want to see how much a dude is willing to take just to be with them.
And, you know, I've been through that, and I'm just not looking for that. Like, I'm really not looking to deal with that right now. And that's just me. Now, there might be some other guys out there that's willing to deal with that. But me, I'm not even beat for that. I pass. You know? Unless it's something I really want. If I really want it, then I have no choice but to go after it, you know?
Oh, so where would I fall into that category?
What category would you fall into? I mean,
uh-huh.
First of all, you already told me you really don't play no games, so I wouldn't expect you to be in a category where you're playing with my emotions.
You're right, because I'm going to tell you straight up front, if I'm in my aim mood, I ain't about shit mood, I'm going to tell you, like, yo, Poppy, listen, I ain't about shit. Or if you want to fuck with me, we can rock. Or I'm just going to be like, yo, I just need to use your dick to have a nut, and we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to call you the next time I need to get off, depending on how good you are.
And that's cool with me. That's cool with me. If somebody come to me and they out with it like that, hey, I can't be mad. I cannot be mad. I can't do nothing but respect that, right?
Yeah, but then you got some dudes that get mad, because even in my chat rooms when we're talking, we had a subject about sex and expectations. I expect you to dig me down. After I get my nut and you get yours, I expect you to get the fuck on. Get out. Don't stay. I don't want to roll
over. What's the point of laying around?
Huh? Exactly.
I don't need to cuddle. I don't need to cuddle.
But if you wanted to, you would, though, right?
Huh?
But if she wanted you to, you would, though, right?
I mean, I probably would, but I don't need to cuddle. You know what I mean? Cuddling, that's really not my style. But if, you know what I mean, I do whatever I got to do to satisfy my girl or my woman or the girl that I'm with at the moment.
So cuddling ain't your style.
No, but like I said, I will do whatever I have to do to satisfy the woman I'm with at the moment. So if that's
okay,
what
if I drive to Jersey and I'm just like, okay, for that particular moment when I see you, my satisfaction is you cuddling with me all night, butt ass naked. You ain't getting no pussy, you ain't getting no head, you ain't getting nothing. You get the luxury of holding my ass all night while I sleep. And I might wiggle my ass up against your dick, but, you know, hey, such is life. But because that's what I want, you're willing to go that extra mile to make me happy, right?
But see, this is what it is. It depends on the person, on who the person is. See, if it's you, I'm willing to go that extra mile because it's you. And I'm content being next to you like that right now. I'd be content.
What?
You know what I mean? Yeah, because that's you. You know what I mean? Like, I won't just be jumping out the window. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get close to you, period, and get you on that regular basis to where you coming over every night, you know what I mean?
Oh, damn.
So do your show.
I like that.
Then you come to my house. And then you come to my house right after the show. Boom. I'll be with that. You feel me? I'll be with that. But I'm not going to say that I'll be with that if you do that to me every night. Because then I might end up with...
I'm going to have to put out. Eventually, I'm going to have to give up something.
Yes, because then I might end up with blue balls, baby.
It won't hurt.
It won't hurt.
Nah, no blue balls around here. Wait, what the heck you talking about?
Oh, we was talking about, he was saying whatever the woman wants, he would give her. So I was asking him, you know, there comes a time when we don't want to be bothered. We just want to cuddle. So I was asking him if I came to his house and I was butt-ass and I just wanted him to hold me. You know, could he do that? And he's like, yes, because it's all about me. Could you do that, Craig? Could you stay in the bed beside me, butt-ass naked, and not try to fuck?
Man, I'm going to say, nah, I don't know. I don't know on that shit. Hell no. Knowing me,
but,
I
dang,
love getting me
nuts. After you sit there with me, the lady there with me, butt-ass naked, what's gonna say that after that you're not going to want to fuck me?
There we go.
Because I have discipline. You know what I'm saying? Reason why I have discipline is because a lot of chicks out here say, oh, I'm a ride or die chick, I'm a ride or die chick. No, for real, I'm a ride or die chick. I did a bid 3 years, 8 months. So dick is nothing to me. I can lay beside you and not want any. And I don't have to pleasure myself or anything like that because I'm good. It's mind over matter. So regardless of how good it may look, how thick it may be, how long it may be, if I don't want it, I don't want it, but your ass is going to hold me because I'm going to make you want to do that because then you're like, oh, I'm getting closer to her. So then, therefore, when I do put it on you, it's going to be nice because it's
man, it's, yo, it's all a mind fucking game.
Yeah,
yo, it's
mind
a mind
man.
Game, man. That's a mind game right there, straight up.
Craig, shut up. I'm gonna ask you for
you. Oh, we're talking about, yo, women are good at playing freaking mind games, man. You gotta catch them while they're at it. Shit.
Okay, but y'all, we learned it from y'all. Everything a woman, we learned from y'all bullshit.
True. Everybody get their own bullshit, but still, saying.
I mean,
remember,
look, we still do a lot of bullshit.
Y'all
but
rules.
Y'all do
y'all
most shit.
Rules.
See, women are very sneaky. You know what I mean? Women are very sneaky. I know dudes sneaky, but women, I think y'all got better game than us.
Oh, hell, when it comes to sneaking shit, oh, yeah, they got that shit down pat.
Man, I think y'all got better game than us on that.
Yo, when even if nothing don't happen to them, you're going to feel like something happened to them. That's how fucked up their shit is.
Hey,
like,
you know.
I ain't hating on you, mommy. I ain't hating. I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying, though. But if I lay next to my girl in my bed and she want to cuddle, I have no problem with cuddling. See what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you before the day is out, I got to get mine in.
That's
so as long as you get yours done within 24 hours, you're good with cuddling?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll straight fuck for the whole day. I could care less. I got to get mine in.
Okay, but what if she's just like, Craig, you know,
chill.
To see me. I would want to see you masturbate. That would turn me on. Baby, can you do that for me?
Oh, well, that boy, I don't even know.
Nah, you know what? Whoa, I can do that if she do it with me.
Well, what if she don't do that? What if she just want to see you? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I can't do that, boy. It's not going to happen. Listen, yo, for me to even do shit, masturbate, I got to be playing with my girl. If I can't play with my girl, there ain't no way I'm going to do that shit. I'm dead ass.
First of all, you know what I mean? I'm obviously, you know what I mean? I'm going to be a little bit bent. You know what I mean? And if I'm a little bit bent and I come in there and you telling me this and that, you in front of me ass naked, especially you, because your ass is very fat. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, what size pants you wear?
Actually, I wear like a 5, like, depends on how it was cut, anywhere between a 5 and a 7. My waist is like a 27 and a half, I think. My waist is like, and my hips are like maybe
33. Oh, damn. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you just, like, I can't really talk about it. I would love to show.
A lot tonight. Really, I am. Y'all inspired me for my second Chocolate City Project Volume 2. Like, really.
What?
Yeah, you know, I got to do my second DVD, so y'all are inspiring me.
I want to be in your DVD. I want to be part of it.
See, I'm not ready to go hardcore yet. I'm not ready for that. I just, you know, I'll give you some little fucking clips of me and my dude on my site. But to go all in on DVD, once I do that, it's no turning back. And then I don't want to be out there, because, like, it's just, I don't know. I'm conflicted right now. So I'm going to fuck a little bit, and then, you know, once I feel comfortable, my ultimate goal is to keep making DVDs, like teaser DVDs. Then when I settle down and found my dude, then we're going to make my hardcore adult debut. Like, boom, we're going to get it in.
Well, okay, look, you know what I mean?
I'm still taking applications, though.
Where I got to fill one out at? Where I got to fill one out at? Where I got to do that at?
See, I need to know, like, what you do, how you are. I need a little paragraph, some pictures.
I mean,
you can send it to my email. I don't even want it on BBM. Email it to me. Because,
you know,
BBM
is
so unreliable.
I'm a straight BBM head. I'm straight BBM to you right now.
Okay, well then go ahead and BBM it to me, baby. Go ahead.
I ain't gonna do that to you right now. I'll do it when I get off the phone, because I'm on my BBM phone right now.
I'll wait for you. I can do that.
Oh my God, I'm telling you, no. You know what you need to do? You need to send me an application.
Send your application?
Send me an application.
Okay, you gonna include your blood type and your fingerprints and stuff?
I don't got no record. I don't know if I wanna give you my prints, but you know, I don't have no record right now. I mean, I've been good, you know what I mean, managed not to get a record. You know what I mean, I'm a good guy.
Okay. That's a good thing. I think we have some more callers on the air. Good guys are good. I mean, I have no objections with messing with a good guy, but at the same time, he needs to be street to be able to handle me. I don't do well with good guys.
Baby, I'm from the hood. I'm definitely from the hood. I just don't have a record because I've managed to maneuver my way out of situation.
Oh, you a sneaky ass dude. I like that. Okay.
You just a bad. That's all.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm bad. I'm an official thorough ass bitch. I'm an official thorough bitch. That's all I can say.
You are that ride or die chick.
I'm gonna get it up out of you. I'm freaky. Shit, we can
are that ride or die.
Huh?
I said you are that ride or die chick. That's for sure. Ain't no doubt about that.
I'm the type of chick. Shit, we can be riding down 95. I'm gonna pull your dick out and suck it and get it in.
And that's what I like. I'm looking for that. Like, I'm looking for.
Oh, you serenade?
Good.
I'll make
it work, baby. Whatever you like.
Oh, wow. I know there's other people on here. I don't know why they're not speaking. Don't be shy. They're all in the act.
Biting their tongue.
Can't nobody get no words in. Y'all talking.
My bad, bro. I am kind of on her a little bit.
It ain't no problem. Do what you want me. I'm going to just say hello. That's all.
I'm definitely feeling her. I see them pictures. I only see a little bit of pictures. I ain't on the site.
Look here. It's more. It's
Mommy.
Track Mommy.
It's more than just pictures.
Mommy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't on the site. You know what I mean? Like,
Yo,
I'm I'm only looking at BBM pictures right now, bro.
Yo, she still on the line?
Yeah,
she,
I'm right
she,
here.
It's her line. She here. All right, I'm about to look. You know what? Look here. It's more than the pictures that meets that face. It's more than those pictures that make her that woman that she is. When she tell you that yeah. she that chick, she all the way in like that.
I know that, bro. I'm talking to her.
You don't. You don't know. You just guessing and wondering.
Whoa, fam. This is not a conversation between me and you. This is a conversation between all of us.
Mommy.
So
mommy.
I don't want to talk.
Yes. Yo, listen. Yo, you're going to be throwing up this shit every night, right?
I'm going to do what now?
You're going to drop this every night or every other night?
You know what? It depends on how tonight turns out. Right now, I'm looking at like once a week. But if I need to do it every night or every other night.
Nah, I think you should drop it like twice a week, though, for kickoffs.
Once a week will work for me. Because then, you know, I still have part one, part two, part three, and part five.
Yeah,
part
but
five,
they be doing foul shit in them rooms, man. Fucking man, stupid shit. I really don't go back in there and tell somebody nothing.
I'm going to delete the whole group and start all over. I'm going to delete all five, and then I'm going to start over so people can really have a better understanding of what the fuck Chocolate City is and what the fuck
yeah, they do. Need to, they need to understand that shit because they're talking bad, stupid shit for no reason.
You know, and it's just a mindset because, for real, when you think about it, to even be in that group, you have to be on a certain level. And it's got to be the level that you're comfortable with your body, you're comfortable with talking about what the fuck you do behind closed doors, in front of people, beside people, you know, how you feel when your man is inside of you, how you feel when your woman is doing whatever she's doing, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
but nobody ain't talking. Nobody ain't talking shit. They just, like, ramping at each other like stupid shit. But, yo, that's you. Work on that shit. You know I'm here already, so it's whatever. But I'm just trying to find
you know
how often you're going to do this shit.
I'm going to do it once a week, and tonight was just a little pre-show to see how things are going to go because, like, future shows are going to have, like, rappers on there, people in the industry that's doing stuff. Then I got to always have you and Raw in the loop because y'all just some shit poppers. You know what I mean? Y'all are really some shit poppers. And we got to get Ro to interact. She's supposed to call in, you know, but she's on that Cali time schedule, which is like 3 hours.
Yeah, she's 3 hours behind us.
Yeah,
she's 3 hours behind.
Damn, that's bad right there.
Nah, Ro,
yo, Miss Chuck.
Ro's a badass.
Miss Chuck,
yeah.
Miss Chuck.
Hey.
Hey. I said I'm going to chime in for a minute. This, just so your callers know, that this is going to be probably the only time this show will go this way. The layout of the show is going to be where you guys will still be able to call in, but it's going to be a little more structured because it will be actual interviews of other porn artists, rappers, producers, etc., that you'll be able to ask questions aside from Chalk. So you guys have to find some kind of peace in the groups and in the chat on the Ning because all the personal is going to have to be restricted to that because this is live recorded. So.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Yeah, this is just a preview show, so I won't be blasting you.
Oh, okay, good, because I don't want to be blasting right now.
But in the future, yeah, the shows will be recorded. Because the goal is to actually get her some syndication. So
nope.
I just popped in to give a listen, see how everything was going. Everybody is interacting great. And just let you guys know that the next one, which will probably be Friday, where they will start having the live interviews going on. So those of you trying to put in applications, hit the website, hit the email, hit the BBM. Let's not do it on radio because somebody might not be listening that knows you. And there's your business in the street.
And then they're going to be trying to get my dick.
Ay, ay, ay. And on that shot, I'm back out of there. Y'all have a good one.
You too, yo.
So, see, this is the first one. This is like a freestyle. So everybody can get a feel for me. And everybody is so curious about how I sound. They'd be like, ooh, does the voice match what she looked like? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
I wanted to know that. I was the first, I wanted to know that. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
So it's like you get to see me live, yeah, and on, you know, yes.
This is your new attorney. You sound like the white girl.
Oh, yeah. How dare you put me on the spot? Oh, hi. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Everybody, this gentleman right here is Doc. He has the slamminest swinging site ever, eroticnor.net. I am a member. I suggest you guys sign up. So when I go to Atlanta next month on the 10th and on Halloween, we can really get it in. You guys can meet me down there. We can go. We can switch hit. We can do it all.
Man, so I need to be in ATL.
Uh-huh, but you need to sign up for the site first.
Yeah, ATL is what's going on.
ATL is where you get it at, and then we'll take it back up top. So come down south, show me your skills, and then I'll come up north. It's a fair trade-off, I think.
Yeah, see, you know, I got family in ATL.
So, see, just don't tell them where you're going. Just tell them you're coming down there to take care of some personal business. And then, boom, you'll have a really good time. Because we're all adults and we're all into adult entertainment right now.
Oh, and so am I. I'm so into it. Matter of fact, I ain't even into adult entertainment like that. I'm into you.
Also, well, then, hell, wherever I go, you will follow, right?
I can't say wherever you go. You know what I mean?
You don't go nowhere crazy.
Yeah, like I said, I ain't going to say wherever you go. But, you know what I mean? I try to be there. I say that. You know what I mean?
Craig? Where's Craig, though? Because she's the main person to need to sign up for the site. Okay, so Doc, why don't you talk and tell us about what you have going on?
Okay. All right, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Erotic Nora is the premier adult entertainment company in North America. We are a A to Z entertainment company. So whether you're a lifestyler or into adult entertainment, i.e. porn or escorts or dancers, we are the premier service provider. So we are honored to have some of you may be fans. All of you guys are fans of Chalk Mommy, but we also have Monica Foster. Some of you all may be familiar with her. She is our new creative director for our studio. We also are an adult entertainment studio. So we're just really excited about what we're doing here in adult entertainment, bringing the eroticism back with a style and level of class and elegance that represents all of us as sexual beings and people.
Okay, I like that. And tell us about some up-and-coming events that you have that would be very interesting to my listeners and my followers that
all
live
right.
that lifestyle.
Okay. Well, those of you are in the Atlanta metro area, we do what we call our club takeovers. So Thursday through Sunday, you can join one of our live events at like some of the most popular strip clubs in Atlanta. On October 10th, we have our XXX Expo, October 10th, 2010. It only happens once in 999 years. So Aphrodite is going to be in the building. And that is our lifestyle, one of our big lifestyle events for the millennium. Then subsequent to that is our Halo and Horns Halloween Bash, which is also our lifestyle event. So those of you that are aware of what a lifestyle event is, come on out and join us. Those of you who do not know what a lifestyle event is, you definitely want to come out and join us. And we're excited that Chalk Mommy is going to be visiting us for those events. So really excited about what's coming up the rest of this month in October.
Wow, that was a mouthful. I like that, though. I am, so honored to be, affiliated with you and your movement.
Well, we're honored to have you and be a part, and, we're going to support you. And when you take it up to NY, that's my, second home. I'm there every month, so, EN is going to show out for you and support you there in New York also. It seems like New York and New Jersey, they got it under control, as they always have, and we're just going to be there to support.
Yeah, New Jersey and everybody seems to be a little off the chain, which is a good thing, which is very good.
Absolutely.
I can't complain about that at all. So do you have anything else you would like to share with us?
Just, again, encourage any and everyone to go check us out. We're at eroticnoir.net. That's spelled N-O-I-R, noir, eroticnoir.net. You can see us and see what our events. But one of the things about us is we are the premier social networking platform for adults. So as you know, Chalk Mommy, we have some bells and whistles that no one has ever seen before. So if you go there, you will get stuck, but you'll enjoy the experience.
I agree. I love the site. It's very user-friendly. You can post your pictures. You can blog. You can put up videos. I mean, it's completely interactable, just like my site. And I'm
yes.
I'm co-signing. I mean, I believe in it because I signed up for it. I've blasted it on my site. I've blasted it on my BBM. I've blasted it on MySpace. So everywhere that I have a following, they've seen me tell them to go to this site and to sign up because I'm not going to tell somebody to do something that I haven't done.
Absolutely. And I guess this is a good time to share it with you because we were going to send it to you in a nice package, or we're waiting for you to come down, but just to show our appreciation for you being a member in your followings, I'm going to give you a vacation 3 days, 2 nights to enjoy yourself and wind down after you get off that tour.
Do what now?
I'm giving you a 3 day and 2 night vacation for you to recuperate after you come off your tour.
Our way of
saying thank you.
Are you serious?
Very serious. You'll see it in your email.
Oh my gosh, this is such a good surprise. If I wasn't so hardcore, I would cry. I can't let her see my soft side.
Don't disappoint me.
Oh, my goodness. You can't be pulling surprises like that. I feel like I'm sitting in the audience, and you just pulled me up on stage and told somebody I didn't have no panties on and I had to show them. That's how I feel right now.
Yes. Well, after your tour, you're going to need to recuperate, and we recognize that.
Yeah, because this tour, I swear, this tour is going to be one of the ones that people are going to want to duplicate because I am trying to make it something that people have yet to have done. And I think with each city that I go to, it's going to get better and it's going to get bigger because right now I'm at 2 to 3 females. But, like, when I get to Florida, because everybody knows that's Uncle Luke's state, that's nasty as you want to be. It's like, you know, it's going to be more girls. And then in New York, because you have so many boroughs and you have so many people that's participating, because I'm keeping it down to no more than 15 guests per party. And then that way you have some control over it. It's in a controlled environment and things don't get out of hand. And then, you know, we can work those numbers, regardless of how many girls we can work those numbers. And then it's like everybody's being fair and no one's getting more attention than the other. So it's like, you know, that even sharing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, if you need, as you know, anything you need, just reach out to us. We've got plenty on deck. And I don't know if ours is as freaky as you, but I think we come close.
You know what? I think with us together, we will be super freaky. We will do Rick James justice with that song, Super Freak.
Absolutely.
Because when people think of Chuck Mommy, I want them to be like, oh, bitch, get it popping. She gets it popping. This is going to be very interesting. I'm just honored because it's amazing that I've only been doing this for a year, and I've gotten so much accomplished in a year, and I have, like, so much support. I have so many loyal fans, and I look at my site, and it's amazing that in February I only started out with, like, 8 members. And before I came on the show tonight, I looked. And it's grown even since you were last on it. I'm at 770.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah, I had about 30, 40 people join today. So I'm doing something right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going through the phase where I have people emulating me, Chalk Mommy Triple X, you know, where they do that at. It's just, it's funny, but at the same time, damn, to want to be like me and to go through all those extremes to try to duplicate something that you didn't originate, how is that even possible? But to me, I don't look at it as an insult. I look at it as, damn, you're biting my style and you're bringing more popularity to me.
Right.
And you can't stop me. So I'm going to always be smiling. I'm going to always be professional, but first and foremost, I'm going to always hold my head up because I've paid my dues, and I'm not trying to do anything to step on anybody's toes. I'm not trying to make any enemies because I'm the type of person, in Chalk Mommy Productions, there's enough around for everybody. Whatever you want to do, Chalk Mommy Productions is going to make it happen. That's why I'm beating the pavement so much and doing so much, so that when you come into my company, whether you want to do hardcore, you want to be in a video calendar, or you want to just do pictures, you don't have to sweat and endure the bullshit that I had to, because I took that for you.
Right.
And that's what I'm about. That's what Chalk Mommy is about. Chocolate City is about me expressing myself, my sexuality, my comfortableness with my skin and my body. I'm not ashamed of anything that I do. My video clips let people know that this is what I do to please my man. I don't have any problems with that. And, you know, I'm a tease. Shit, I can't help it. I'm a flirt. Chocolate women do that.
Absolutely.
No. And I mean, shit, I like to fuck. I'm sorry. So that's a good thing. I just needed an outlet to express myself without any inhibitions, and so I created that for myself, and I like that. I like it a lot.
I like that too.
I bet you do. I bet you do. So hopefully after tonight, everybody will pay attention to the videos, not just the ones that's on the front page, but the ones that's on the back page as well, and they're interacting, put up their pictures, their videos, and you can even put up your courage all independent artists that want to be heard and always thought about having their tracks played over Adult Entertainment to actually go to my site and do that. I really do. So, wow, we're doing good. We're doing good. I'm just glad that people took the time out of their busy schedule to come join me and interact.
Nah, I made plans to do this earlier when I talked to you on the BBN.
You was determined to get your time in.
Huh?
You was determined to get your time in.
Oh, but I tell you, I say, oh no. I'm definitely there. I'm definitely on you. Definitely.
Oh, I like that.
Like it, shit. Eventually, you need to love it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for real. Don't
this
you know?
This is quite interesting.
Is it?
Yes.
See, as long as you're interested, you know what I mean, then you'll pay attention. If you were not interested, then you wouldn't be paying no attention, you know what I mean? So as long as I got your attention, I got your attention, you know what I mean? That's the good part. Definitely the good part.
Well, I'm going to forever be listening to everybody and everything that people say, because in order to grow, you have to be a good listener and see what people like and see what people want, and then you can never go wrong. Because in life, everybody's footsteps is ordered. So it's like, you know, I don't know what's next for me. I know what I would like to do and I know what I want to do. But, I mean, there may be a bigger plan. I might meet somebody that might take me on a different path. And I'm open to that.
Oh.
I'm really open to that.
All right, all right. As long as you're open. Keep open mind, baby. Keep open mind.
You got to be open-minded in life, because when you're closed-minded, you miss so many blessings and you miss so many opportunities.
You do. I think I missed a lot of opportunities being that I was closed-minded.
But being older, you see that, and you learn from your mistakes, and so now you can move forth and have an open mind and listen and be still and see what comes your way.
I mean, yeah, I mean, being thought, you know, being that I've been through what I've been through, you know what I mean, it's taught me a lot. So now I just, you know what I mean, I'm just open. I'm willing to try things that I wouldn't have tried before. You know?
Like what?
I'm willing to do things that I never would have did in my life. Or that I never thought I would have did.
Like what?
Huh?
Like what? Please share.
I'm willing to... All right, this is it. You know what I mean? I was very closed-minded to sex a while ago. You understand? Like, I am very open with it now. Like, I don't have no problem. It's nothing that I wouldn't do to a female to satisfy her. You know what I mean? I wouldn't expect her. You know what I mean? I expect her to do the same for me. You know what I mean?
So when you say closed-minded, does that mean you wasn't willing to go down on a female?
Hey, I was young. You know what I mean? I was young. You know what I mean? I thought of it as, nah, I ain't doing that just because I ain't want to do it. You understand? It's not that I wouldn't. I just didn't want to.
Okay. So with that being said, what are the things that you would do right now to please your woman without her even having to say what she likes, what she wants? Like, when you know your woman, or...
I mean, if I would have to... I know her. If I know my woman, I mean, like, I don't have no problem eating pussy. You know what I mean? I know... I know my woman would like that. You understand?
Okay, well, let me rephrase the question. In the beginning stages when you're meeting someone and you're getting to know them and you like them, when do you know it's time to put your mouth on her?
I don't know. First of all, you know what I mean? Like, nowadays, I know a lot of chicks. I know a lot of these chicks dirty. So, you know what I mean? I would like to get a test before I even go there with her. You know what I mean? Now, because after we get that test, ain't nothing that I won't do. If she say, eat my pussy right here, we could be outside. I eat a pussy outside.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not scared. You feel me? I'm good with that. I'm good with, as long as I can please my woman and she can please me, that's all that matters. You understand? Sexual frustration is the end. I mean, like, it causes a lot of problems in relationships. You understand?
Yeah.
That's not something that I need to go to.
Yeah, it causes a lot of indiscretions because I feel like a lot of people don't sit down and take the time out to really get to know one another before they start jumping into a lot of adult situations.
I'm guilty of that
because I know I like what I like, I want what I want. And then sometimes I can get caught up in being selfish. But then it's like when you meet that one person, it's like y'all done did so much that it's like it's something missing because you didn't take the time out to grow and get to know each other before you start doing all this wild, freaky shit. Because then, damn, where's that compassion and that intimacy at? It's just like, damn, all we do is fuck. Like, I need more. Then you start looking at somebody else and you start building outside your situation because you didn't take the time out to do what the hell you needed to do with this person and you're starting with another person. So that's why I'm like, you know, I just take it for what it is. My motto is, it is what it is. And it's like maybe one day, hopefully one day soon, I will get the things that I'm lacking or I'm going to get the things that I'm missing or I'm going to sit my ass still to see what the fuck is going on because my dude could be sitting beside me, but I'm too caught up with the here and the now to realize, like, damn, why don't I give him a try? He might be what I need. You know what I'm saying? Because I think as a woman sometimes we get caught up with certain looks, certain trends, and certain swags and lifestyles to where we tend to overlook a blessing that might be right there for us.
And I think that may happen with us fellas too. You understand? Like, a lot of guys end up chasing things that they know, you know what I mean, that they know they shouldn't be chased. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, guys get caught up catching eye candy. You know, hey, damn, hey. She got a big ass. She
like I said, we get caught just chasing. You know what I mean? Like, hey, like right now, I'm caught just chasing you. Perfect example. Perfect example.
Yeah.
I definitely am. But I think it might be.
I'm listening, but it's like that's cute and that's cool. But at the same time, you're being honest. You're not trying to play hard and trying to put up some front and some air. Shit, you giving it to me unraw and uncut, and I can't do nothing but respect that. You've let me know, yo, I'm interested in you. This is what I'm willing to do to get your attention. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling that, and this shit is on air. So I ain't got nothing but respect for you because you just put it out there for the whole world to hear. I like that.
Well, the whole world know. The whole world know now. If they didn't know before, they know now.
Shit, the whole world probably going to be trying to hit us up and find our BBM pins and get in Chocolate City. Remind me to put you in those groups when we get off. But so you can help us get it popping, so you can be part of the Chocolate City BBM movement. And then I'll see what I can do about getting you into the site. I mean, it might be some technical difficulties because people have been overloading it today. Like, today has been a really good day as far as people joining the site, people interacting.
You got to understand. You got to understand. You're very, very pretty. You understand? On top of that, you got a nice body. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I just see me having a beautiful personality. I see my inside before I, you know, I see that before the outer. And then people get caught up looking at the outer till they get to know me and talk to me, and then they be like, damn, you know, I'm not so caught up in the beauty anymore. I'm not so caught up in the ass anymore. I'm not so caught up with what I've seen on the tapes or whatever. I'm getting to know you as a real person. You have a good heart. I mean, I have old school values. I came up in the kitchen beside my grandmother's knees, you know. It's like, not only do I know how to do what I do and get it in, but I also know how to iron your clothes.
Right, you're not making mistakes. You're not making mistakes. You a good cook for real?
Yes, I know how to make cakes from scratch. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I can't fuck with the pie crust, but, you know, the collard greens, the macaroni and cheese baked in the oven. I'm not talking about the meals either.
You know what I mean? Like, I know how to cook, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't really look for women that know how to cook, you know what I mean? If you know how to cook, that's a plus. You feel me? Because I can cook. I can really cook. You know what I mean? My grandma taught me how to cook, and I used to work in a restaurant. I used to be a chef. So, I'm good with cooking. That's not a problem. Know what I mean?
That's good, because, I mean a lot of people that don't know how. Because me, I instilled in my boys at an early age, look, this is what y'all need to learn how to do, because y'all might go with some female. She might be on some bullshit and be like, she ain't cooking y'all nothing to eat. Y'all ass going to be hungry. And y'all
that's
might
my grandma told me I need to be able to do anything myself.
Exactly. Independence works. When you're independent, can't nobody control your destiny and nobody can let you down.
Exactly.
So I'm feeling
that. I'm feeling you. Ooh.
That's so sweet.
Me. Gonna have me over here bugging. I'm already looking at your BBM picture. Gonna have me over here fucked.
Oh, yeah. That was from my photo shoot in New York.
Oh,
I was in Queens last month for like 4 days.
Oh, damn. I wish I was in Queens for like 4 days.
Yeah. And matter of fact, there's a new publication coming out, G-Spot Magazine. It's like a double cover. It's hip-hop, adult entertainment. We got Twit Pics, Confessions. It's just a whole lot of stuff going on with that magazine. Guys, keep your eyes out for that. I got the cover. I'm biased. So, I have to, like, you know. But anybody that's doing their thing, I'm going to give their props to, because that's what I do. I like to promote other people besides myself. If you got something positive going on and I believe in you, then damn it, I'm going to talk about you. Last week I had the honor and the privilege of meeting Papa Dust. One of the hottest rappers out of Florida underground, and he's really going to be on my show. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to helping him break through into New York. Then we have 16 out of Florida. A lot of rappers out of Florida I worked on with my project on Chocolate City. And it's just like, you know, meeting people, it's like they're everyday people. And it's like sometimes people think when you're in a spotlight that you're supposed to be a certain way, or you think that you're better than everybody. And
everybody's human.
Yeah, it's like I never forget where I came from. Like, people would hit me up, and I'll text them back, like, wow, you talk to little people. What do you mean, little people? There are no little people. We're all people. Some people.
I mean, yeah, you talk to me, and I'm always trying to get your attention. You talk to me.
But, you know, when I have about 200-300 messages coming at me on my phone, and, you know, I go into my MySpace, I have, like, 400 messages, and then I have all, I just have, like, so much going on. I can't get to everybody all the time, every day, but I'm going to get to you eventually, and I'm getting better about my messages, because I wouldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for my fans. I'm never going to forget them. I'm never going to be too busy for them. At any given time, if they call my number, if I'm not at work, because, you know, I do have a real job, I pick up the phone, I say hello, or I get back to them. I might text them, or I'll call them back at a later time. That's why on my voicemail, it says that, you know, all calls will be returned within 24 hours. And
that's
so
good. I don't know.
I try to keep it like that.
You always be talking to me. I guess I feel real special now.
Why? I mean, I'm a normal person just like everybody else.
Special now, because when I hit you, you always hit me back.
Yes, I have to. I'm like, you don't
hit me back like right back all the time, but most of the time you hit me like right back. I'll be like, damn, I feel so special.
Oh, thank you. But that just lets you know that, you know, I'm a real person, and I just try to keep it alive and keep it real all the time.
And like I say, I mean, when I hit you earlier, I said, damn, I wonder if your voice not your body. Ooh, yo. Really do, yo. It really do.
I guess.
Total package.
Huh? Thank you. I feel like really, really honored. Oh. And I guess when I start working out, then, you know, it'll be all different.
You blushing?
Yeah, I am. I don't do that too often.
You said when you start working out, so you don't work out?
No, not at all.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Nah, I don't work out at all.
It's natural?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just natural? Damn.
Yeah. I mean, the only exercise I might do is when I walk my pitch. But other than that, no.
Oh.
No.
Oh, my God. Your baby daddy lucky.
Uh-huh.
Your baby daddy lucky. He is so lucky.
We're going to let that one go. All
right, we're going to let that go.
Actually, I think, like, one of the biggest things that I want to do is I want to start my own boy short line. And I don't want it to be just for small people. I want it to be for women of all shapes, sizes, and colors, because I feel like everybody should be sexy. And when they put on the Chalk Mommy boy shorts, it's like, boom, they swag just instantly come on. It's like when they throw on my drawers, it's like, boom, their confidence is right there. Then they look at their ass in the mirror and they're like, damn, I got part of that bitch with me. That's what I want. I want, like, everybody to look at me as a positive person to where, you know, she doesn't discriminate. It's like I'm a plus-size person, but she still fucks with me. She makes shit for me. I want to be that type of chick, like, really. I think I'm the most humblest person out here. But I have my moments. But at the same time, I think I'm like the life of the party, because I'm bubbly, my personality, and just how I come across to people. And I try to treat everybody how I want to be treated. I don't like doing the beef. But don't get it twisted. Ain't shit soft over here.
Don't get it twisted.
I already know. Let me know that early.
I will get it popping. However I feel I need to pop it, I'm going to pop it. But for the most part, you know, you'll see me out doing events. You'll see me blasting something for somebody, promoting. I'm always trying to be positive and uplifting, and I like to consider myself one of the greatest networkers on our phone system, on the internet. I like the fact that I'm holding people's attention right now because that makes them so acceptable to hear everything that I have to say, whether it's about me, you know, Doc and what he has going on, a rapper, singer, a little kid that might be selling raffle tickets for the church. It's just, it's nice to be a mouthpiece for so many people that may not have the opportunity to get their point across. I love that.
Damn.
What?
Huh?
Why? Why didn't you say that?
Total package, huh?
Yeah.
I told you I still, you know what I mean? I'm still looking at your picture on BBM while I'm talking. I asked you, I'm so serious right now. Yeah?
I will, it's going to change eventually.
Yeah, I know.
It's going
to change. It always changes.
Yeah. And, you know, on Fridays, you know what to expect. On Sundays, you know what to expect. I try to stay pretty consistent in the things that I do.
I'm just saying, because, like, that gown, I don't need the net that you got on.
You know, what happened was when I was in New York and I was in Queens, I went to the little Coliseum area and I knew I had to do a photo shoot. I saw this little mesh shirt. Didn't know how it was going to fit, how long it was going to be, but I was like, damn, that would make a nice article for a photo shoot. I purchased it, had some hot-ass red shoes to go with it. And I was like, you know what?
No.
This is what I'm going to do. The photographer loved it. Then I'm like, you know what? We're going to turn my hotel room into my photo shoot place. This
could
is going to be the background.
I could not. Yo, I can't be a photographer, though. My dick would be hard, like, all the time.
But, you know, with a photographer, it's like I've worked with so many professional people, like E. Kane out of New York of Kane Family Records. He really did his thing. We even have some videos that I haven't even put up on my site yet that's really going to shock everybody, like, wow. I got something for the foot fetish people. You know what I'm saying? It's something called a cock box. That kind of blew me away. I don't think
wow.
The average dude is going to let me step on his dick, but for those people that did, it was nice. It was nice standing on the board and you got your dick and balls out there, and I'm just stepping on them. You know?
I don't know about all
way,
that. That's my hurt.
In a gentle way. But it's like freaky. Freaky. Like when you start thinking fetish, you got to have an open mind because there is no limit. The boundaries are just, even me, I'm still learning. I'm still learning because I'm still a baby in this business.
What's your fetish?
My fetish?
Yeah,
actually, my fetish is mirrors. I love mirrors, especially ceiling mirrors. It's nothing better than looking up and seeing a dude like, yes, you know what I'm saying? Or just going in the bathroom and he's hitting it from behind and you see the facial expressions. That's my fetish, mirrors. And my fantasy, and this goes along with the lifestyle that Doc has, is like, I would love to make love in front of an audience with me and my dude. That's something I would love to do. To me, that's kick ass. Because then they can be like, whoa, damn, that everybody is getting it in. It's like, I set it off. I'm like, that domino effect, like, boom, getting it in,
hey,
I'm getting it in.
That's great. Like, oh, man, see? Like, I sat here on the What kind of line am I on? This ain't extra money, is it?
Nah.
Oh.
It's Blog Talk Radio.
I said good because I'm on my cell phone. Good. Yeah. Ooh. Oh man, see, but you would have had me being like, all right, well, fuck, I guess I'm just gonna have to get a little bit of extra guap for this bill. Trying to hang up yet?
Nah, it's a free call with your minutes. It's just like calling anything else. You know, you're good. You ain't call India. You ain't call Indonesia, Korea, nothing like that. So
it don't even matter. Shit. It don't even matter.
Well, I'm getting down to the wire, and I really would like to thank everybody that listened to my show tonight, people that participated. It got a little off balance, but we got it back on balance. I would like to thank Doc.
Wait.
Up and put me on blast.
I'm your special guest.
Oh, and my special guest, Cell from Jersey, Cell 201.
That's right, all day.
Put in the application.
I won't put in more than the application. You just don't know.
And I got to thank my BBM family. I want to thank everybody that joined my site today, chakmommyproductions.ning.com or www.chakmommy.com. And I cannot thank my manager in Precious Entertainment, Precious Hall. Like, I love you. Like, we took this vision on together and we're seeing it through. I would like to thank all my haters because y'all are making me greater. Damn, I swear that haterade is just some good shit to drink, I'm telling you. And, you know, I'm going to be back again on Friday with some special guests, some music, and just get it popping my style.
Guys,
anybody got any last-minute thoughts or anything that they want to say before we end the show?
Hey, I just want to thank you for having me on the air as a special guest, you know.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Doc, do you want to say anything before the show ends?
Pleasure showing you. No? I just want to say.
Craig, do you guys want to say anything before the show ends? Hello?
No, I think they hung up.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, my time is dwindling.
I think they got mad at me because I was being, like, stingy.
Nah, them my babies right there.
Them
my moderators
of
the group. They share.
I've been using a holler at that nigga.
I'm a bird. They share all the time. So they happy, they good. Now I feel like going on Tiny Jet. Well, this show is about to end. I would like to thank everybody for coming out and participating in the Chalk Philly world premiere. Please look forward to my next up-and-coming show. You won't have to wait too long to see Miss Get It Poppin', Get It Poppin'. And we'll have special guests. So make sure you keep up with me on Twitter. Keep up with me on Twitter at ChalkMommy03. That's how you can follow me. And you can hit me up at myspace.com/ChalkMommy03. And for anybody that would like to email me, you can email me at ChalkMommyProductions@gmail.com. And if you would like to call me, you can reach me at 336-347-9107. And I do talk back. So, my show is about to end, and again, thank you for participating, and it's been my pleasure, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey.